Hello, Chat. Sentiment T. Bear here. I just heard your show about the blacks and their porta doctals. Good. 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 Papa out.
Ryan and I have both spent a lot of time in retail. I used to work in a convenience store. Ryan used to work in a convenience store. I worked in a GameStop and a Salvation Army. We both worked at the same grocery store. Unfortunately, Ryan is still at the same grocery store.
Yay.
Nothing against it. It's a perfectly reasonable job, but I'm sure you'd rather be doing something else.
Luckily
for me, I don't have to interact with customers anymore at my current job. But I was thinking about that. We talk about that every now and again. Shit that customers do that bothers me. And one of the major things that customers used to do that perplexes me, I've never understood why they do it, is when they open things at the grocery store before they buy them.
Yeah.
Like,
they'll open it. Happens a lot, yeah.
Like, a customer will show up with a banana peel at the register. Yeah. I ate a banana. Can you charge me for that? Well,
it's
okay,
by
well,
weight, you
yeah,
dipshit.
Yeah, bananas are usually sold by the pound. There was
they
a big
always
sign.
Have been. Yeah, they always have been. All produce.
The only time I can think of that I've ever seen a banana for sale, you know, as an individual price, like per item, was when I worked at 7-Eleven, because we had like a little tray that had a few little produce items on it, like a couple bananas, a couple of apples, maybe some oranges.
Yeah.
For you to grab like in the morning when you're grabbing a donut or something.
I can see that being, yeah.
Like, and we'd a price them like price. 49 cents or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that was sold by the item. But every grocery store you ever go to with a produce section, it's by the pound. Yeah. How am I supposed to charge you for a banana peel? Am I just supposed to make it up? And people will come up with boxes of Pop-Tarts and they'll have it open and like their stupid kid will be sitting in the shopping cart eating a Pop-Tart.
Nom, 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 nom.
And I get that you're planning on paying for it. So, you know, to you, it's like, well, what difference does it make? But
yeah.
You didn't pay for it yet. Technically, what you're doing is stealing. And you could, if you're... I never understood why these people never get stopped. You know, why don't you get stopped in the store when you're eating the merchandise before you've bought it?
Yeah, like, I'm sure back in the day, this was a problem, yeah.
And another thing that's happened a lot of times when I used to work at the grocery store running a cash register is people would come through and they'd be buying stuff and I'd give them the total and they'd be like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be that much. How much is it if I put this back?
Oh, God.
And it never happened to me, but I was always concerned that it was going to happen where somebody would come up and they would be eating something. And I'd tell them the total and they'd be like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be that much. How much have I put this back? Like, you ate it. What do you mean how much have you put it back? You can't put it back.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know? How do you feel comfortable doing that? I couldn't do that.
Yeah. I've had people come up and be like, I'm so sorry. My kid got hungry. And I look over and it's a big old fat kid staring at me gnawing on like a donut.
My
he had a few donuts. And she's like, I'm not sure. God, I forget how many. And I'm like, fuck, you know?
Oh, like, that's the worst, too. Like, with the Pop-Tarts, at least there's a package you can charge them for. But if they're eating, like, donuts out of, like, the bakery case, you know, and they don't know how many.
I grabbed a bag full, and he's done with them now. How much for a bag full?
Well, fuck. Fuck you.
That like, would happen, yeah.
How fucking entitled do you have to feel to just figure it'll be okay? Like, did you ever ask somebody if this is going to be okay? Like, what a weird thing to just assume you can do.
Yeah. And I come home with stories like this, or back when I was, because right now I'm in the grocery area because I stock groceries. But before that, I was up in the service department. And every fucking day I'd have a story. I'd come home and be like, hey, Kyle, you won't believe what happened today. And I think it's because, you know, we live in like kind of an upscale, like a richy rich kind of part of town.
Yeah, well, where we live isn't necessarily, but like the where the store is.
Where the store is, yeah. It's like right
there's
on
a lot
the edge of a...
rich, snooty people over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and the store we have is like the flagship store, not the like the store's founder visits frequently and whatnot. And all the big shots come in all the time, yeah. It's a very snooty area and shit just happens all the time.
You know, I've seen people get fired from that store. Like, people who work there got fired for walking out with like, and they didn't realize they did it. Like it was an accident.
Yeah.
Walking out with like a bag of like fun size candy or whatever.
Yeah. You know, like shit.
They meant to pay for it and they clocked out and they walked out the door because they're used to just clocking out and walking out the door. And the next day, you know, they realized, oops. And they went to try to pay for it, and they got fired instead.
For the smallest little thing?
I have to imagine if a person working there grabbed something off the shelf, ate it with the intention of paying for it, and went to try to pay for it, they could get fired.
Yeah,
and yet all these snooty bitches feeding their kids fucking cereal out of the box before they bought it get away with it every day, all the time.
It does bug me, yeah.
It's not an honest mistake with those people. Like, you know, they did it on purpose. This person walks out the door on accident, comes back, tries to pay for it, and gets fired.
Yeah, that's not fair.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah, that is fucked up. But on to other stories with customers. I guess it's just people being stupid, but I see this all the fucking time. Like, even when I'm going to pay for a pop, you know, I'm in line, and I'm still in grocery, but I go up to service to pay for it. And people, to this day, are still, like, at the self-checkout, I should mention. Like, when they're checking themselves out.
Right.
At the robots, they have produce, and they're trying to scan the produce. I saw a lady yesterday with a lime, and I'm waiting.
She's trying to scan it.
I'm like, I'm gonna be late on my break. God damn! And she's sitting there scanning a lime, and it's not doing anything. And I'm like, it was an older woman.
Of course,
how
it was.
Fucked up, are you? Like, it just recognizes like the color.
One lime processing.
Yeah, what the fuck? And like another time, there was this Asian dude. He had a bag of goldfish, and he tried to scan the goldfish. And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me, man? God damn!
Do you see a barcode anywhere?
You wouldn't believe how much it takes inside of me to not go over there and just smack that guy in the fucking face.
I mean, how dense do you have to be to not understand? Like, what do you think? There's a camera in there that like can recognize the shape of a goldfish and say, all right, that's a goldfish. So
what's funny is they always look around like, am I doing this wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
I think I'm doing this wrong.
Why is this not working? I can understand if you bring something like produce that needs to be weighed or a goldfish or something up to the self-checkouts. I can understand not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
But trying to scan it is ridiculous.
Fucking A. Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that in. That
always bugged me. Scan a hamster. Stop scanning wiggling. Hamster. You're making the scanner not work. And speaking of the self-checkouts, there used to be this guy that would come in all the time when I still worked there, and I would run the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And it was a black guy, and he would come through all the time, and I never realized it was the same guy because, you know, they all look the same.
Oh, shit.
Until he would do this. But he would come through, and, you know, you ring up your stuff, and you put it in the bags, and there's like a scale that recognizes the weight and says, okay, it's in the bag. And then you go to the payment menu and you put your money in and you can pay with a credit card or whatever. But this guy would always pay with cash and he would pay with a $50 bill. And this would legitimately happen to some people where they would put their money in and they wouldn't get all their change.
Yeah, yeah.
Because either the machine runs out of money or, you know,
it gets stuck or...
Yeah, a bill slips or whatever. They don't get all their change. This guy would always pay with a $50 bill and he would always claim that he didn't get all of his change. And, you know, the machine, whether it gives you all of your change or not, usually says that it did.
Yeah.
So there's no way for me to know unless I saw it happen.
Yeah.
And I never recognized the guy until after he came up to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never thought to watch him. And he'd always come up and say, I put in a 50 and it only gave me $10 back and I was supposed to get 35 or whatever.
Really?
And I'd have to give him his change because I didn't see him scamming me. But it happened all the time, like once a week. And I knew he was fucking me, but there's nothing I could do about
it. Nothing you could do. So it was every time, and he was black.
And he was black. So in conclusion, black people are thieves.
That son of a bitch reinforcing the stereotype. Fuck him.
And it pissed me off, too, because it happened all the time, and I never recognized the guy. I knew I'd see him, and I'd be like, I've seen that guy before. But there were so many people that would come into this store. There were tons of people I would recognize from seeing them in the store before. I didn't realize I recognized this guy because he was always stealing money.
Jesus.
Oh, God. There was another time. There's a garden center at this place, which is kind of, it's just like an outside portion of the store where you can buy plants and stuff.
Yeah, I think most stores, their garden centers kind of on the outside.
And usually, like, part of it's enclosed, and there's a register out there, and usually there were people that worked in that department that would run that register, but sometimes they'd be short, and they'd have people from just up front who ran the regular registers come back there and run a register. And so I'd go in there every once in a while to run the register, and I was out there late at night one night, and it was like right before the garden center portion of the store would close, and this guy comes through with a huge cart full of shit. He comes up, and he asked me something. I can't remember what it was. Like, I was like, are you all set?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and I forget what he said, but then all of a sudden, he just bolted out the door, and there was a door directly to the outside, and I'm the only person out there. So I just watched him. I watched him run with his cart full of shit to his car, and he runs to the car. He throws the shit in the car real quick, leaps headfirst into it like Superman, and peels out as if I was going to chase him. Like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, yeah. I get paid damn near minimum wage for this job. I'm not chasing you.
That was more entertainment, yeah, than anything.
That was also a black gentleman.
Really? Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Son of a bitch.
Shit, you had something that happened to you today?
Yeah, this happened at work, but generally, this is a big pet peeve of mine. I was at work, and they placed me in charge, so I had the phone, you know, if anyone called the department. They would get me and I'd help them.
It's like a portable phone, like a walkie-talkie sort of.
Yeah, we carry it around.
That you carry around.
We get calls from...
So you're in charge of the department. You've got the main number for the department.
Yeah. And we get calls from inside the store, you know, other departments calling, and outside calls. And you get those a lot. And my big pet peeve is every time somebody calls, and this is like every fucking time, that they call from an outside line, I'm like, grocery department, this is Orion. And they're like, hello? And I'm like, hello, grocery. Can I help you? Huh? Hello? Yeah. Is this a store? And this fucking happened. I'm not fucking kidding. This happened.
Is this a store?
Yep. Yesterday, this happened.
No, this is my house. I just answer grocery out of habit.
This is a store, yes. Can I help you with anything? And he's like, yo, is Ricky there? And I'm like, there was no Ricky that I knew of.
Right.
There's no Ricky. And I know almost everybody in the store. I'm like, there's no Ricky that works here. And he's like, oh. Well, is this the corporate department? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, my big pet peeve, it's just people that they have no idea how to communicate over a fucking phone. Like, I'm asking a question, you know, can I help you? And they don't know it's like, huh? Wait a minute. Let me think about it. Why did I call? They pause. They say, they don't like answer my questions. They ask me stupid questions. And it's just like, can you just tell me what you need and I'll get to the bottom of it? And I hate that shit when it happens. It happens all the time at work. But when I'm on the phone with like people I know, and I'm on the cell phone, I'm like, all right, talking to him. And I'm like, say I'm talking to some guy that I haven't seen in a while. I'm like, oh, are you coming to the bar tonight? And he's like, uh-huh. I'm like, well, it'll be cool because, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. I hope. Let me know. Give me a call if you can't show up, whatever, if you need directions. Okay. And I'll be like, all right, so I'll talk to you soon. And he'll be like, okay, as I'm saying, like, goodbye. Like,
yeah.
All right, later, bye. Wait, hello? Did you still need something? no, it was just, all right, dude, I'll check you later. Okay. Bye? Are you gone? Like, dude, just fucking speak to me like a human being. Just say, all right, dude, bye. Later.
Right.
Whatever. It just, that shit pisses me off.
Some people are just horrible on the phone. Like, I wonder if they grew up in households that didn't have phones or something.
Yeah, the big thing I have, and I can't do it because it's just me saying it, but like, they'll talk over me when I'm trying to conclude the call.
Yeah.
Like, they have another thought.
But they don't.
They don't. And I'll ask about it, and they're like, huh? Like, it didn't happen?
Right.
And I'm like, okay. It's like talking to a wall.
Well, my dad's really bad about getting off the phone. Like, my dad will call me, or I'll call him, and we'll be talking. And the funny thing that he does is he'll act like he needs to get off the phone. Like, he'll say, all right, I should let you go. Yeah, it's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I'll be like, okay. and then he'll start talking about something else. And it'll happen like three or four times before we finally get off the phone. Like, he'll be like, all right, yeah, I should let you go. I'll be like, all right, well, it was nice talking to you. Yeah. Your stepmom and I went out to a garage sale this weekend. You wouldn't believe what we got.
Yeah.
God damn.
Okay, I thought we were getting... Okay, all right, let's do this. And then we'll talk about that for like 15 more minutes. We'll be like, yeah, I should really let you go. All right, talk to you later.
That's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, I was looking at this website on the internet. Dad, Jesus. Like, I don't have to be anywhere, so I don't care. You're the one that's trying to end the conversation.
Yeah.
And you keep sabotaging yourself.
Yeah. And it makes you feel bad.
I'm like, oh, I'm not doing this. Are you?
You ever get that shit where, like, somebody calls you and you pick up and they're like, hold on. And they're talking to somebody else. And it's like,
yeah.
You fucking called me, dipshit.
I guess the worst case of that would be like telemarketers, where they call you and you pick up the phone and it says, please hold for an important call from Suck My Balls Industries. And no thanks. And I know, because I used to work in a call center. We didn't do telemarketing, but we did telephone surveys. And we had a thing that we were supposed to say, like an introductory paragraph.
No, fuck.
And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but if you ever get a call like that from what sounds like a telemarketer, whether it actually is or not, let them say their piece. Even if it's annoying, let them say it. Because where I worked, the way it worked was, if you hung up on me before I got a chance to tell you why I was calling, I was supposed to, there were like little codes, because we'd do it on a computer. We'd have like a little thing with like a hang up button, and then we'd be on the computer typing in answers and stuff. And if you hung up on me or said, no thanks, I'm not interested, before I got a chance to tell you why I called, I was supposed to code it as an indefinite callback, which
so
means...
So you gotta call him back.
Which means that the number will be re-entered into the computer and you'll get called back again at some point.
Yeah.
So if you really don't want them to call, let them tell you why they called. Yes. I know it's annoying, but let them tell you why, because if you don't, there's a good chance they're going to call you again.
And it's your job, you know, or it's their job.
And they're just doing their job. I know it's annoying.
It sucks. Yeah.
I know it's annoying, but like, just fucking let it go. Like, and you know, the survey thing, like I said, we didn't sell shit. We did surveys.
Yeah.
Like, I'd call up to do, like, sometimes actually there was kind of an incentive. Like, I did surveys for Jack in the Box for a while.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, because there are no Jack in the Boxes in Michigan. We did a lot of calls to California.
California, yeah, they're big over there.
And I did surveys for Jack in the Box, and at the end of it, if you answered the questions correctly, whatever that means, you would get invited to a taste test, where you would get paid a certain amount of money and you'd be given these new products to taste test and, you know, rate them and whatever. So that was kind of cool. You know, there's sort of an incentive to that. And then we did surveys for different newspapers and stuff to see like what the subscribers thought of the newspaper. And we did political surveys. And we did one survey that kind of pissed me off. I didn't know who it was for exactly, but whoever it was for, it was for somebody who hated plastic for some reason. Whatever company it was, they did not like plastic. They must have been competing with plastic. I don't know why or how, but the questions were things like, if I told you that plastics were full of chemicals,
oh God,
how would that affect your opinion of plastics?
Jesus.
And of course, people are stupid. So most people would say, they're full of chemicals? Well, I would say that makes me strongly dislike plastics.
Yeah.
Of course they're full of chemicals. Everything's full of fucking chemicals, you retard.
God.
You're full of chemicals, you idiot.
That'd be so frustrating.
I was so mad, and I hated doing that survey because I wanted to strangle every person I called.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm way off topic now, but what were we talking about?
Just shit that pisses us off.
Well, if we're talking about shit that pisses us off, and I was kind of talking about my dad, there was my fifth birthday. One thing that's always been a big problem for me, or at least when I was a kid, I've mostly gotten over it now. Like, I can understand the difference. But one thing that always bothered me as a kid was being lied to.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds stupid. I mean, who likes to be lied to? But I mean, like, it didn't matter why you were lying to me. Like, as an adult, I know that sometimes when people lie, their heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
They're trying to do a good thing. But as a kid, it didn't matter to me. I felt betrayed no matter what your reasoning was. Like, I talked about the Santa Claus thing. My parents lied to me from birth about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I was devastated. Like, you betrayed me. That's how I felt about it at the time. Well, on my fifth birthday, like maybe a week beforehand, my mom called me from work. I was home with my dad. And she said, I don't think we're going to be able to do your birthday this year. And to me, as a little kid, what I thought that meant was like, and it may as well have meant this, because as a little kid, like, a birthday party is your birthday. I thought she meant, you're not going to have a birthday this year. Not that I thought I wouldn't turn five, But like, to me, the birthday party was my birthday.
Yeah,
you know, so I wasn't going to have a birthday this year.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I felt like I was being really mature and really understanding. I said, you know what? That's okay. I understand. She said she had to work or whatever. And I was like, you know, that's all right. I understand. And I let it go. And I was, you know, almost 5 years old. I thought that was pretty mature.
Yeah.
So because we couldn't do my birthday that year, my dad took me out to McDonald's on my birthday. And it was back when they had that Mac Tonight campaign. Do you remember that? It was the guy who would play the piano, which had a giant crescent moon for a head and sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I remember they had like promotional sunglasses that you could get at the store. I don't think it was like a Happy Meal toy. You had to like buy them separately, kind of like when fast food restaurants have those like collector's glasses and things that they do.
Yeah.
But so I got a pair of these sunglasses and I got like a chicken nugget Happy Meal or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was kind of depressed and I was talking to my dad and he was trying to cheer me up and everything. And then we came home and we got to the apartment door. We lived in an apartment and my dad opened the door and my whole family was in there and they yelled, "Surprise!"
Oh, no, dude.
And a normal person would have been like, "Yay, I get a birthday after all." But I was pissed. Why did you do this to me? You made me sad for a whole week just so you could kind of make me happy one day.
That's pretty, yeah, that's the week before they said this. That's
maybe it was just 2 days before. I don't know. I was a little kid. Everything
but
felt
still,
like
yeah,
forever.
Still, that is.
You know, summer vacation felt like it was a whole year.
Yeah.
But I was pissed. I was pissed because you lied to me.
Oh.
And I understand now as an adult, you know, they were trying to do a nice thing. I mean, every time anybody ever has a surprise party, they're assuming they're not going to have a party.
Yeah. I hate surprise parties, by the way. But yeah, that is douchey.
They are kind of douchey because even as an adult, like you surprise somebody and it's almost like a practical joke.
Yeah. It's like
you're scaring the shit out of them. They walk into the room and surprise. And it's like, you know, you wouldn't do that to an old person. You could kill them.
Yeah.
You know, why would you do that to a young person? Anyway, as a little kid, I was pissed and I like went off to my room. I was super pissed at everybody that was there.
Yeah.
And my parents couldn't understand at the time. Like,
oh, man,
we were trying to do a nice thing. And I get it now. But that kind of stuff is always just being lied to always bothered me as a little kid. Like
yeah.
The Santa Claus thing really affected me. The birthday thing. I do think that both of those incidents shaped a lot of who I became as I got older, because I suddenly realized that even though my parents are my parents, they're older than me. They know more about stuff than I do. And they're where I learn a lot of things from.
Yeah.
They're still just people and they still fuck up.
Yeah. That sucks.
They still do bad things unintentionally, just like anybody else.
Yeah.
And so I finally realized, you know, I can't trust people just completely. Not that I have trust issues or anything, but you can't just assume that somebody else knows everything.
Yeah. And the whole surprise party thing, it's not just about like, you know, the practical joke part. It's a huge fucking letdown because in any aspect, like on television or anyone I know that's had one, they're let down prior to this.
Right. Yeah. You like, see like on like a sitcom or something and like everybody
nobody
pretends
could make
to not know your birthday's coming up.
That or yeah. Like, nobody could make it, or they forgot, and you just feel like shit.
Yeah, you have to make me
and
feel
then
like
suddenly,
shit to make
surprise
me feel
is going
to
fix all that? Fuck you. That's whoever came up with a surprise birthday party or surprise party, well, birthday party, yeah, like, is a fucking idiot. God.
It'd be one thing if you just weren't expecting a party anyway. Like, maybe you and a few friends were going to go out for a beer.
Yeah.
And then it turns out all of your friends show up.
That would make sense.
Presents and streamers and stuff, and it's like, oh, this makes me feel good, you know? But if you're telling me beforehand, like if you're pretending you don't know my birthday's coming up,
yeah.
Or if you're telling me, oh, I can't make it.
Yeah.
There's
always some trick involved, usually.
If you basically try to make me feel like shit so that you can build me up later, how shitty is that? You could have just made me feel nice.
How does that work? Yeah. It's retarded.
But I do feel kind of retarded, you know, looking back on that, because I do realize it was a nice thing they were trying to do. They were, you know, throwing me
their
a surprise birthday party. Their intentions were
good
but as a kid, I couldn't see past the lie. But that, I think, has a lot to do with how little kids think. You know, as a little kid, you don't have all the experiences that an adult has, and your brain works a little bit differently.
That's like, for sure, yeah.
You're in a way, you're sort of pure, you know, like the way you think about things isn't colored by your perceptions over the years. And so, you know, little kids, they can only rely on the experiences they've had. And sometimes little kids do things that seem stupid at the time. Like my parents, when I freaked out about my birthday party, were probably like, what the fuck did we do? I don't understand. This was a nice thing we were doing. sometimes little kids do things that seem stupid, and it's not necessarily because they are stupid. I mean, some kids are fucking stupid. You see a kid running around the grocery store pulling on their tongue and yelling about how they want fruit snacks or something. That's a stupid little kid. But like my cousin, I had a younger cousin, and when we were kids, he lived with my grandma, and there was a whole fucking drama story there about why he didn't live with his mom, but I won't get into that now. But I hated this little kid. I hated him. He was such a little shit. He was the kind of kid who would throw a fit over anything, and he had the highest pitched voice of a little boy I had ever heard in my life. He sounded like fucking Mickey Mouse. Anyway, we were at this restaurant once. It might have been a buffet. I don't really remember, but he was eating fried chicken. And somebody said something about his fried chicken, something about relating it to, you know, the animal that it came from.
Yeah.
And he said, not the bagawk bagawk kind of chicken, the kind you eat. He didn't realize that what he was eating was the flesh of an animal. He had no idea. Somehow he'd never been introduced to the concept. And at the time, I felt like, you fucking idiot. Wow. And he was old enough to know. But somehow he'd never encountered the concept of the fact that, like, this chicken that he's eating is part of a chicken. Like, you know, the chickens that run around with the beaks and the feathers. And the
somehow they're separate. There's chickens on farms, and then there's chicken we eat.
And I don't know where he thought chicken came from, like the food. Like, did he think it was a plant?
Never thought about it.
It grew out of the ground? I don't know. But he thought they were two separate things. And it's such a weird little kid thing to think. And it reminds me, like, when I was a little kid, I would watch movies and stuff. And I remember seeing some movie, and I don't remember what it was, but somebody died in the movie. Somebody was, like, shot or something.
Yeah.
And I remember after watching the movie, I remember telling my parents, you know, I really liked that movie, but it's a shame they had to kill that guy. Because I thought, I was so young that I thought, you know, I knew the difference between acting and real life. Like, I knew the people in the movie were acting. I knew they were pretending to be other people. But I saw somebody get shot on screen, and it never occurred to me that that was a trick.
Yeah.
You know, I thought if you're going to shoot somebody on screen, that means you have to shoot somebody. So I thought they killed this guy for real for this movie. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of dedication. I can't imagine being that dedicated to my craft. And I didn't know. And my parents had to explain to me, no. When people die in movies, it's special effects. Like the gun goes off, but there's not a real bullet that comes out of it. It's just like a flash. And then, you know, there's fake blood, and then the person pretends to die.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And this sounds retarded now, but there's no way for me to know. Nobody had ever told me. I think it's slightly impressive that I knew at least that these were actors, you know, that I didn't think that this all really happened.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I remember, if I recall right, it was like the first movie I ever saw, maybe. I think it was Starman.
Okay.
I don't know. Some movie.
It's a good movie.
I don't remember that movie. But I remember the character died, and I grew up later, and that character was in another movie. And I was like, wait a minute, didn't he die? Like, so, yeah, I can.
How is he in both of these things?
Yeah, kids don't know, you know.
Maybe this was an earlier movie before he decided to die in this other movie.
Yeah, it's just innocence, you know. You don't know. They don't know. So.
Yeah.
But a lot of fucking adults are walking around in this world with the same mentality. They just they're so fucking stupid.
I'm constantly shocked by the stupidity of people. I mean, ignorance is one thing. There are certain things that you just might not know.
Yeah.
Ignorance is one thing, but some people are so fucking stupid. I don't know how you made it through your entire life without encountering this information. Like we know somebody, she's foreign, she's Bosnian like Aldi, but unlike Aldi, she still doesn't quite speak English.
Yeah.
And one of our friends once said something as a joke about slavery and how it ended 20 years ago. He said slavery ended 20 years ago, and she just went with it. Like that made perfect sense to her.
I remember that. And she was like,
and I realize you're not American. It's fine if you don't know when slavery ended exactly, but 20 years ago, that would mean fucking Will Smith grew up as a slave. Fucking Bill Cosby was a slave.
She said that, yeah.
Slavery ended Bill 20
Cosby
years ago.
Bill Cosby was a slave? Oh, you fucking dumbass. That
you
was fucking
idiot. Great. How do you not know that it... How do you go through life and not know that? And she was in her 20s. She's well past high school. And she did go to high school here for a while, you know, in the States. Like, how do you not know?
You're just so ignorant. And it's not, like you said, it's not ignorance. They're just so fucking lost in their own heads. They don't Like today, I was out front smoking a cigarette in a fucking car. There's an area by the doors that says slow.
At work?
At work, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. That says slow, you know, because people are crossing this little part of the parking lot to get in the store. And these people just zoom by, like, vroom, you know?
Right.
And there's people, like, whoa, you know, stopping because this car's coming. How do you... And I was talking to Aldi, and she's like, these people are so fucking, you know, inconsiderate. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, not all of them are just purposely thinking, you know, well, fuck these other people, I'm going to go. They just don't think. They have no concept of consideration, empathy, you know? They don't think, so there's no problem in their head.
I am convinced that some people just literally do not think.
Yeah.
Like, they do not, they only respond to stimulus from the outside world. Like, if you say hello, they might say hello back, but if you don't say hello, there's nothing going on in their head.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. Maybe left, right to remind them how to walk.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
It's like, what was that movie, way back, old movie, where the guy put on the glasses and people were like alien zombies or something?
Oh, They Live.
They Live, yeah.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
That was the guy, yeah. The wrestler. That's a good movie.
He puts on the glasses and, you know, normal everyday people, if they were like the alien race or something, they'd appear as the aliens, you know?
Right.
And this came to my mind today. This is so stupid. But when I saw that person zoom through that slow area, I pictured myself putting on those glasses and they'd look like some kind of like crazy deformed retard going the whole time, just driving, hanging out the window with their tongue drooling everywhere. You know, just completely mindless, but still operational.
Yeah. Imagine like if I had superpowers and I could read minds.
Yeah.
Like probably one out of every five people, I'd just hear nothing. Or like elevator music, like
you'd hear them playing music in their head, like
what's my name again?
Yeah. Oh, crazy shit. Oh, stupid kids.
Speaking of little kids, though, I found a video on YouTube, as I often do, and I'm going to play a little bit of the audio, even though the audio doesn't really... I'm going to have to describe the video, because the audio doesn't really do it, but I'm going to play a little bit of the audio, and then I'm going to tell you to imagine something. All right, now I want you to imagine three hot chicks in kind of slutty outfits, lots of flesh exposed, and they're really kind of like bumping and grinding to this music. You know, they're shaking their ass, shaking their tits, spreading their legs, doing, you know, like a Pussycat Dolls video or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now imagine that. Okay, now I want you to take those hot chicks out and imagine 3 7-year-old girls in their place. Because that's what this video is.
It's so wrong.
It's so wrong. When I first saw it, I knew what it was because of the description of the video. But when I first saw it, it was like, you know, if my vision was a little blurred or if I was seeing it from kind of a distance, it'd be like, there'd be something off about it because the proportions are a little off on these people. They almost look like midgets, but they're really... thin, like their
provocative
legs.
Provocative looking, yeah.
And arms overall are too long for midgets, but there's something off.
Yeah.
But these are 7-year-old girls.
Oh my God.
Shaking their asses, putting one leg way up in the air and doing a spin, spreading their legs, shaking their asses, shaking their tits, doing just the sexy dancing.
Horrible things, yeah. This is horrible.
And there's a lot of comments on this video and a lot of people defending what's going on in this video.
No shit, really?
No, really, yeah, like, it's just dancing. What's the problem? It's just dancing.
Fuck them.
I agree to a point. Like, I agree that in truth, all that's going on here is a bunch of girls having a good time dancing. Like, they don't know what the hell's going on. They're just dancing. This is a dance they learned to do. What I think is weird is that their parents know that this isn't just a dance that they learned to do. Their parents know that this is basically a striptease without taking their clothes off.
Yeah.
And they let it happen anyway.
They let it happen. Oh, that's so...
Like, truth be told, there's nothing really wrong with the video, except that it gives me a boner that makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's that provocative, yeah. It's
like I said, like, there's nothing really attractive about these girls, but, like, the video quality's not that good. It's almost like I have my eyes crossed watching the video. And it's, and you know, on a certain level, it's just like a bunch of chicks wearing hardly any clothes doing a sexy time dance.
Yeah.
But then on another level, I know this is a bunch of 7-year-old girls, and I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, it's...
This is the most sad, perverse boner I've ever gotten.
Yeah, and there's different... You know, fuck those parents. There's different types of dance. Like, if they did ballet or whatever, something pretty that kids do, or, you know, whatever.
But you could even do, like, a modern, like, some kind of hip-hop dance or something corny like that. But, like...
They're doing a dance that suggests sex.
This, like, looks
like
they're
shaking their asses.
You know those,
looking,
like,
provocative.
Those, like, erotic dancer exercise videos that you can get, like, that teach you to do... You see them on TV sometimes in commercials. They teach you to exercise...
Like, hip-hop abs.
Like, with a pole.
Oh, shit, with a pole?
Yeah, you've never seen that? Like,
I haven't.
Or they teach you to do, like, a chair dance. Which is like basically a lap dance without a lap.
Oh, really?
It looks like they learned their dance from those videos.
Yeah, I can see that.
But they just don't realize that that's what they're doing. Like, I don't blame the kids.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I don't blame the kids. The parents, they're fucked up.
I wonder how many pedophiles there were in the audience for this. Like, like, if I was a pedophile, I would be going to these dance competitions all the time. Because it's like,
dream,
this is porn for pedophiles.
But yeah, dancing, like I was saying, there's different kinds. And this was obviously a provocative one. And I think dance in general is meant, you know, for guys to watch women shake their ass. So
I don't know about dance in general, but...
Well,
but
you know, you're shaking it around. You're getting hot and heavy. You know, you're just letting loose.
I'm not
dropping your guard. You know?
I'm not a prude. I mean, like, I know, like for example, kids, like, well, at my prom, my senior prom, kids would, like, dirty dance. They'd bump and grind on the dance floor, and, like, the teachers or the principal or whatever, the chaperones would come by and be like, you can't do that. I don't give a shit. You're basically adults. Like, next year you'll be considered an adult.
Yeah.
So, you know, do what you want. I'm not a prude, but these are 7-year-old girls who don't know what they're doing.
It's sick.
Your job to look out for them, and you're making them kind of a hussy.
Yeah. And I'd like to think, you know, if I confronted these parents and I'm like, you know, this is wrong. And they're like, hey, it's just dancing, buddy. All right. Well, this is one of those situations, like you said, I don't mean to be a prude, but it is what it is. It's a provocative dance they're doing, and it's wrong. It's suggesting sex. And, like, and they put it on the fucking internet.
And they're on a stage. This is a very professional production. This was a big deal. Like, I can't see the audience. I don't know how many people were there, but this is a big deal. This wasn't like a little school talent show or something. This is
it might have been
competition.
On television. Yeah,
yeah. It looks like it was televised.
Yeah. So yeah, I got a problem with these parents, man.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because, like I said, I get that it's for them. It's just dancing.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I mean, if they were stripping, there's technically nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong. No. Wait. Hold on. There's technically nothing wrong with being nude, right? I mean,
that,
you know, that's naturally how we come out of the womb. There's nothing wrong with being nude.
Yeah.
And yet, if these girls were taking their clothes off on the stage, it'd be a huge fucking outrage. It's basically the same thing. They're doing this provocative dance that's meant under normal circumstances to be sexy.
Yeah.
They're doing a sexy dance.
Yeah. It's all because we see that and it, you know, it suggests like they're doing a sexy dance. They're not, like, if you want to break it down and get technical, like back in the day, primitive days, if they were doing this, all right, whatever. It's just dance.
Well, like when I mentioned the Pussycat Dolls earlier, do you think, like, when the Pussycat Dolls dance like this, do you think it's not meant to be sexual?
Well,
do you think, you know, like when you see
That's true. Even back in the day, yeah. Even like cavemen would get boners over this. Like
exactly. Just, like you see an adult woman dancing like this, you think it's not supposed to be sexual. It's just it's like playing soccer. It's just an accomplishment.
Yeah, most things I let fly by. Nothing really offends me, but this is one of those, you know, it is what it is, and there's no excuse for this at all, and I would be offended, and I wouldn't be surprised if I got up on that goddamn stage and said, stop this bullshit, you're all fucking sick, and got on the mic and said, you know, fuck you, parents.
I was reading the comments just now under the video,
yeah,
and one of them, I didn't read the other comments to see what exactly they're talking about, but the person says, it's funny that everyone comments on the girl in the green. And the girls are each wearing a different colored outfit, but the outfits are the same. It's funny that everyone comments on the girl in the green. They are all great, but the one in the pink captures my attention. I have tried to watch the others, but she amazes me. Good job, girls in choreography. I'm a choreographer. I love this dance.
Pedo.
I've tried to watch the others, but the girl in the pink captures my attention. I can't look away.
How can you fucking post that and not sound like a fucking pedophile? You fuck. I want to kill that motherfucker.
God. I don't want to. They might.
There's no innocence behind
that. No, they might have meant exactly what they said, but it definitely sounds slightly pedo.
And like I said, I can break a lot of shit down and, you know, be technical and let things slide, but this is. Even that comment, that's bad.
I can't break that down and say that's fine. It's just funny to me, but I do wonder, like, do pedophiles go to these competitions? Because I would if I was into kids.
Well, they must. Yeah.
I absolutely would. I'd be following these kids all around the country. I'd be like, as long as I get to go to these dance competitions, I don't have to jerk. Or I don't have to molest kids. I can just jerk off to these dances.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, maybe we should keep letting kids dance like they're fucking strippers, because maybe it'll keep pedophiles from molesting kids. It'll give them some ammunition for their jerk bank.
Yeah, and then they'll be fine for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Fuck this.
These sexy dances at dance competitions are keeping pedophiles out of trouble.
We're done.
Perfect. We should actually mandate these things. We should make them mandatory. 7-year-old girls have to do sexy dances.
Solution.
To keep pedophiles from molesting children. Perfect. Solution.
Great idea. Yeah.
All right. I changed my mind. All right. Well, speaking of talented children, because these girls are talented. I mean, regardless of how you feel about the dance they did it well. You know, they're not tripping over each other or falling over or anything like that. They did a good job.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, speaking of talented children, I came across some other videos from the 2009 Spring Coffee Shop Jam at the Columbia City Theater in Seattle, Washington. It was put on by the Heartwood Guitar Instruction Group, whatever that is. I don't know if it's a company or if it's just a couple of dudes or whatever. But it was a thing for their students to kind of show off what they've learned so far. It's like a talent show.
Yeah.
And some of the people, some of the videos from this thing are like teenagers and adults.
Yeah.
Playing the guitar mediocrely. Yeah, it's kind of boring. But some of them were these little kids, and these videos are fucking fantastic.
Fucking awesome.
One of them, the first one I'm going to play... is a kid named Connor. He's 9 years old, and he's playing an original song of his called You're Done For.
His first song is called You're Done For. I'm just going to fly solo on this one. It's just to get you started.
Yeah.
Yeah! Fucking fantastic. Now, in terms of the instrumental, when I was 9 years old, I think I was into like Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer, so that's probably not exactly the direction I would have taken, but I could imagine me writing those lyrics when I was 9 years old. I went outside one day, but I didn't expect it, because you're done for! What does that mean? I have no idea what that means. I don't think he knows what it means either. I went outside again, but this time I did expect it, because you're done for!
fucking great.
Holy shit. This is talent. Yeah, I'm sure the instructor, the instructors were like, all right. It's cool. You can rock.
I think this kid's going to be a douche when he's older, though. Like, this is just to get you started, folks.
Yeah.
So fucking relax, because I'm about to rock your ass.
It's pretty cute.
He's wearing these fucking sandals. He looks like a surfer douche.
But how old is this kid?
9 years old.
9 years old.
9 years old. And his name is Connor, so he's off to a bad start. Connor's kind of a douche name. But anyway, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another, this one's a cover. This is a kid, he's 5 years old. His name's Wesley.
5 years old.
And he's doing a cover of Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. It's fucking great.
I hear that train a coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in for some prison. Time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move on over a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle
blue. All right.
Oh, man.
How about that ending?
That was solo. I like in between lyrics, he was like, he just couldn't wait. He's so excited.
Much anticipation.
Yeah.
That's
so cute. This is so fucking adorable.
Fucking 5 years old. On one hand, it's really impressive. And on the other, it's fucking adorable.
Oh, man. I was melting. This is so cute. It's shit like this that makes me want to be dead.
Twain coming. The R's. He fucks up all of his R's.
Yeah.
The Twain. I shot a man in Weno just to watch him die.
That was the cutest part. Oh, man. I would have been so proud, like I said.
I can't be free.
Oh, it's shit like this. Makes me want to be a dad so bad.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't really want to have kids, but this almost makes it seem worth it.
Yeah, there's that stage great. Where they're so fucking cute.
I know if I did have kids, like, if they really didn't want to do it, I wouldn't make them, but I would introduce the idea of, like, guitar lessons to them at an early age, because I wish I had started learning to play the guitar.
When I was young, I saw guitars I wanted to learn to play all the time.
Yeah.
Like, give me that guitar, I want to fuck with it. But no, that's like Uncle Joe's, you know, can't touch that.
Yeah, neither of my parents play an instrument at all. So, you know, we didn't have that around the house. And like, I got a guitar when I was in 8th grade, I think. but I didn't get guitar lessons or anything like that. And I got a book that's supposed to teach you how to play it, but the way it teaches you is like very classical.
Oh, fuck.
And like, I'm trying to teach myself. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. That's... So I didn't really learn to play the guitar at all until after high school.
Yeah.
It was actually your brother that was teaching
me.
But, and I still don't really know how to play it that well, but I imagine if I started learning at 5 years old, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. I think most kids, when they see a guitar, they're really curious about it.
I remember shooting a music video for, I used to really love the movie Bill and Ted's,
Excellent.
Not
Adventure.
An excellent, Bogus Journey,
Bogus
the second
Journey,
one.
The second one.
I love that movie. And there's a music video in the beginning of like the VHS tape for this song that's on the soundtrack by a band called Slaughter, I think.
Slaughter.
Not Slayer, not to be confused with Slayer, but Slaughter. And I did a music video to that song with my cousins. And the only instrument I had, because I was in the band for 1 year in sixth grade, I had a saxophone.
Okay. Oh, God.
And so I kind of
knew.
And
this was a rockin' song?
Yes. There was no saxophone in this song, but we did a fake music video where I was rocking out on the saxophone.
Oh, Jesus.
There were no saxophone parts.
That sounds like most music videos.
Yeah. There was one other song that I really liked from this group of kids, and it's called Snow Day. It's another original tune by a little girl named Emma, who's 8 years old.
Yeah.
It's kind of long, so I'm not going to play it right now. I'll play it at the end of the episode, but it's fucking great.
It's so awesome, man.
I definitely identify with it. Snow days were the best days ever when I was a little kid.
It's so good. I want to burn this on a CD and play it in my car just to motivate me on the way to work or whatever.
I had to record
so
the audio
awesome.
For the purpose of this episode, and I think I'm going to make an MP3 and put it on my MP3 player.
You got to give me a copy of that.
Snow day!
Yeah.
The best day ever!
But you got to stay tuned. It's so good.
It's pretty great.
You
I'll play that
to.
At the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want to do some voicemails and comments?
Yeah, let's do the voicemails and comments.
All right. Well, here's the first voicemail we got.
Hey, Kyle, Orion, this is Jeff. Orion, we've met once briefly, but you guys know Steve Rivette, who is my older brother, and he showed me the site a few days ago, and I find it fucking both hilarious and refreshing to finally hear someone talking from a logical fucking standpoint. It's amazing. I've been listening to the show ever since, and I just wanted to let you guys know to, keep it up. It's good shit, but, I, in reference to episode 2, Proud and Prejudiced, I too have J-O'd while driving down the street in my car, and I thought I was the only one. I now know that's not the case. But thank you guys for the awesome podcast. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you for that, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. He's a younger brother of my homeboy, Steve.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I think a lot more people have jacked off while driving than we really realize. I think it's something that most of us don't talk about, and so we don't really realize. But I think this has occurred to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
To give this a shot.
J-O'd, yes.
I've J-O'd while driving down the street.
Fucking great. J-O'd.
I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
Yes.
It's always nice to hear that people are liking
it. Yeah, that was
real
nice. Yeah, that made my day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I like hearing from people that we don't normally hear from.
Yeah.
Another voicemail we got. This one's a little strange.
Yeah. Play it.
Now, I have no idea what the hell that is.
Yeah. Not to mention, it was what? How long was this?
I cut it off because it's the same thing over and over again. But it's about 4.5 minutes long.
Of this shit. It's fucking terrifying.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it sounds like the kind of thing it reminds me of the movie The Ring. Like, it's the kind of thing you'd imagine you'd hear in the background as you're watching the VHS tape that's going to kill you.
Something, is going to crawl
right
out
before the chick crawls out of the TV. This is what you're hearing.
Yeah. It's terrifying, and I am dying to know who fucking left this voicemail, because we have no idea.
I think it's somebody we know, because the area code was for our area, but I don't recognize the phone number. So
if you're listening to this, please just fucking email us.
If you're the creepy motherfucker that's going to kill us in our sleep,
we'd like to know about
it. Let us know ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'd like to make out my will.
Yeah, this is really disturbing. It's fucking with me. And it even so, like, not knowing who it was is fucking with me even more. Like,
I can't even figure out what the sounds are. Like, part of it sounds like screaming to me, but it also sounds like it could be like tire screeching. I have no idea what that sound is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We also got a voicemail unexpectedly from Austin, because he never leaves voicemails.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hey, I actually had an argument with my wife about this. She is of the idea that circumcision, or whatever, I cannot pronounce that word, what the fuck, when you cut the tip of a male's penis off when they're a baby or as an adult, she thinks that that's the correct way to go about it, whereas I'm of the idea of it's barbaric, retarded, and so fucking retarded. It started as a Jewish religious sacrifice way back in the day, and in the 1800s, it became a, oh, it's so impolite that boys are touching their pee-pees all day. What can we do to stop it? And the people say, oh, it's just dirty and all that bullshit. We live in an age of soap and water, and we don't live in Somalia. There's no reason that you can use that excuse. And all the studies that they've done have proven that there's no difference between the two of them. The only difference is a man without doesn't feel as much pleasure with sex. And that's some bullshit. Unless you're going to do it to your daughter, too, which is, I believe it's illegal. And the Geneva Convention actually has something about it, I believe, not 100%. Then you have no fucking right doing it. And I know this is going to cause lots of fights in my household, but I've seen them do it to a little boy. And it is the most... Oh, it's just one of the most horrific things you ever see. Like, it's not even like freezing a wart and then knocking it off. I mean, they like kind of scrape it off with like a scalpel. It's fucking disgusting. So, what are your thoughts? Are you barbaric? I wouldn't imagine so, but yeah, later.
All right. I take issue with two main things that Austin said. One of them, I don't think he really meant what he said. I hear this a lot, actually, when people talk about circumcision. He said that circumcision is cutting off the tip of the boy's penis.
Not true.
That's I really think when people say that, they're just exaggerating to make their point, because that's not true. You do not cut the tip of the boy's penis off. If you did, I'd be pretty upset that I was circumcised.
Me too.
And like the head of the penis is kind of the most sensitive part. I am circumcised. Orion, you are too, right?
Yes, I am.
The tip of the penis is the most sensitive part. Now, I've heard that, you know, when you're uncircumcised, you're more sensitive. I don't see how that's possible unless the foreskin is like fucking sensitive as shit. But I've seen people who are uncircumcised, it just looks like more skin. So it seems to me that it's actually a sleeve that covers up the most sensitive part of the penis. I don't see how that's possible that you're more sensitive if you haven't been circumcised.
That makes no fucking sense, yeah.
The other issue I take with what you said was that you related male circumcision to female circumcision and how female circumcision is frowned upon. It's mostly considered horrible. You don't do that. You don't allow people to do that.
For good reason.
The difference is, and I just looked it up to make sure before we did the episode, the difference is there are a few different kinds of female circumcision, but the one main thing, the main theme that is in common between all the different kinds of female circumcision is they cut the clitoris off.
Yeah.
That's the most sensitive part. That's like cutting the head of the penis off, and that's not what you do in male circumcision.
And they're not the same thing. Yeah.
It's not like male circumcision is more like if you cut my earlobes off when I was a baby, which I wouldn't like because it doesn't happen to most people, and then I would be a freak. But most people that I know that I've asked, and admittedly, that's not all the people I know, but most people that I have asked that it has come up with are circumcised. So it's not the same thing even as that. But like, you don't do anything with your earlobes. You know, if you got your earlobes cut off when you were a baby, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
It's more like that than it is like cutting the clit off of a girl when she's a baby. Like a lot of chicks can't have an orgasm except through clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, some of them.
Some can, but a lot of them can't. And if you happen to be one of the unlucky ones who can't, and you've been circumcised as a young female baby, you're fucked. You're never going to have an orgasm.
Yeah. My big thing was when Austin said he witnessed circumcision, and it was horrific. And I can see that, you know, watching it. Yeah, nobody wants to watch anything getting cut off. But
sure.
As a baby, you know, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember any of that.
You can do that to a baby. They're not going to...
As far as I'm concerned, I never had a foreskin. I don't remember having
one. Pretty much, yeah. That's my big argument, yeah. I have no recollection of that pain, and I have many memories, you know, very young, and that's not one of them. And so I don't think it's a problem.
Now, having said all of that, I get that you're still cutting a part of a person off. Why would you do that? What's the point? Why do you do that? At this point, I think it's become an aesthetic thing. Like, ask around. Ask chicks. What do you find more attractive, a circumcised penis or an uncircumcised penis? I think most of them probably find the uncircumcised penis to be sort of monstrous and weird looking. Like, it's got this, like, sleeve over it. It looks like it's wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
It doesn't look right. That's not what people are used to anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that's a good enough reason to go ahead and keep doing it, but I think if you don't get your kid circumcised and everybody else does, you're sort of... dooming them to not get laid. Hey, baby, you want to get it on?
Sure.
And then he whips it out, and she's like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah. I think it's become socially acceptable, you know, to be circumcised. And, you know, I took this debate prior to the show, you know, to other people, and I asked a friend, and, you know, I asked him, "Are you circumcised?" He said, "No." And I said, "Really? So I whipped out my notebook and I asked him, because I wanted to know, you know, I want to know and talk about whether this is good or bad. And
right.
And I asked him, "So you're uncircumcised and I am, and I'm kind of on the side that it's a good thing, even though it's, you know, it serves no real purpose.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter in this day and age. It's more of a cleanly thing.
And even that, like Austin said, we live in an age of soap and water. Like, there's no, you're not going to get infected if you have a foreskin, unless you live in some third world country where you can't wash yourself. Yeah. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. But, so there's no real reason to do it. But I asked him, you know, "So when's the last time you had sex?" And he said, "I don't know." And I said, "Oh, really? Because I had it last night." So I jotted that down. So that's one for me, or one for, you know, it's good circumcision. And, you know, I was just, we were talking and I'm thinking about it, like, look at it. I mean, I understand there's no real purpose, but in this day and age, it's an aesthetic, and most girls out there won't lay you if you don't have it cut off. So if you really think about it, I mean, just look at the damn thing. Like, would you prefer a circumcised dick or a fucking wizard sleeve? Like, seriously. I mean, and it serves its purpose. I think we were talking and he said there's no difference, you know, which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't believe him. Because I think, you know, if you got the sleeve, it's, you know, you don't have that head ridge, you know, that stimulates, you know.
You said this the other night to Aldi, and Aldi agreed with you at the time, but I think you're full of shit.
On
this one particular issue. But go ahead, finish your sentence.
No, I really think it feels better without, you know,
for the girl. Foreskin.
Yeah, for the girl. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. So it goes beyond the aesthetic. It's more for the girl. You, like, if you had a child and they said, "Would you want to circumcise them?" And you said no, like, you're just, like you said, you're fucking them.
Just to break this down in case you missed it, what Orion is saying is that there's, around the head of the penis, there's kind of a ridge. Like, the head.
For the girls that don't know.
The head sort of, no, I mean, I'm just trying to, because you weren't real specific.
Yeah, just breaking it down.
There's, you know, it kind of comes to a rounded point, and then there's a ridge, and then it goes in again, and then it goes back out. You know, there's a ridge around the head of the penis, and Orion seems to think that that's like kind of like a ribbed condom, like it's ribbed for her pleasure.
Yes.
Like, he thinks that that's like a, like rubbing a washboard on their clitoris.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
Like, this is going to make it better for them. I don't think it makes any difference. I'm not a girl, and maybe some girls can chime in and say, but I doubt it makes any difference.
We should do a poll. But I just picture it like it is what it is. Like, you have this one that has the washboard stimulant, you know, like the ribbed condom.
Right.
And the one that has a sock on it. Which one's going to feel better, you know?
I have a feeling when it comes to actual intercourse that it doesn't really make any difference to females.
Oh, really?
But when it comes to looking at it, I'm guessing that's when it's a, when it makes a difference. You're like, you're either okay with it either way, or you're like, what the fuck is that? It looks like a fucking monster, you know, like.
And it's come to the point where when that friend was like, I'm not circumcised, I almost started laughing uncontrollably.
I don't believe it. I don't miss it, you know? Like, I don't wish I had it. If I could flip a switch and have my foreskin back, I wouldn't do it. I don't want it. I don't want to have to clean the inside of my penis.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it back.
It's just more
you can
work.
Keep it. And I'm glad it's gone.
We are a nation of convenience. And so another one up for me. You know, you have to clean it if you have an uncircumcised penis.
Like, imagine you had,
it's
like,
a little extra step.
Like, know? A hood of skin that went over your mouth, and you'd get, like, food particles stuck in it and stuff when you ate. And every day when you took a shower, you had to, like, lift this hood up and clean underneath it. Like, that's what it's like to me. Like, I don't want to clean under, like, it's just an annoyance. And, you know, if it does make you more sensitive, I don't fucking need it, because, like, it doesn't take me long to begin with. Like, I'd be halfway in and coming all over the place if I had a foreskin, if that's the case.
Yeah, that would suck,
if it actually makes
you
more sensitive.
Yeah, so. I had a conversation today, I think, with some coworkers that we were talking about lube.
Right.
And they're like, lube is, you know, stupid. Why would you use lube? And I understand that. And at first, I believe that.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Lube, like, is for old people because they're dried out, you know? But, no, get this. When you're younger, and I discovered this, like, you don't just buy it when you're old. You buy it when you're young because it when you look, what do you?
I feel, keep going.
All right.
But I feel like I need to tell you
I got
something.
A good point. When you lube it up, it kind of desensitizes it so you can go on for longer. And, well, you know, you're gonna get your thing on, but it's nice to know that she gets off 3 or 4 times.
3 or 4 times.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I feel like I need to tell you is, well, first, I feel like I need to ask you a question. Orion, how many girls have you been with?
Sexually?
Yes.
Just Aldi. Yeah.
All right. So, maybe Aldi is a fucking geyser all over the place.
Yeah.
But they're not all the same.
Okay.
And not all of them are fucking gushing everywhere. So, while you may not need lube with Aldi, that doesn't mean that nobody needs lube ever with anybody.
That's true.
Like I said, some girls can't get an orgasm unless it's through clitoral stimulation. Some girls cannot get an orgasm through pure sexual intercourse. They can't. They just can't.
Yeah.
People are different. Some people are a little drier than other people, and they could use some lubrication.
Understandable. Okay.
I mean, if all these soak in the fucking bed sheets every night, that's fantastic. I'm glad you don't need lube, but some people do.
All right. Yeah. Good point, yeah. I thought I'd throw that in there for anyone that was like, lube is for old people. Well,
I've never heard anybody say lube is for old people.
Well, I always thought that, and everybody I talked to, like today, said it's for old people.
And I'm not making fun of you for only having been with one chick. I'm glad it worked out for you that way.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't know, some people need it.
And I understand that, yeah. Good point.
As far as comments go, I mainly wanted to talk about, there have been a bunch of comments about possible t-shirts.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
There is a possibility that we will put up some t-shirts for sale. And the way we'll end up doing it, because I just don't think there's enough demand for H-Hat t-shirts to justify us ordering like thousands of them to get in various sizes to keep in our apartment and then like ship out on our own.
Yeah.
So the way we'd end up doing it, it would be through this other website and we would only get part of the proceeds, but whatever. But it's possible for us to do it. And the first mention of a t-shirt idea was from John. John said, I just thought of an Itch Hat t-shirt idea. The drawing on the front is of Thomas Edison shaking hands with a penguin. And underneath it, it says, thanks for inventing ice, Thomas Edison. And on the back, it says Itch Hat. And while that has nothing to do with anything we've ever talked about on the show, I do kind of like it.
That's fucking great. Thanks for inventing ice, Thomas Edison.
You're welcome, penguin.
I think it's awesome. Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you, John.
Of course, then Aileen said, no, it should be pterodactyls. And then underneath it, it says, pterodactyls, your future today.
Lame.
And on the back, itchhat.com. And at the bottom, someone going, and then he typed a smiley face. Now, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, except that it's robots that are the future. Pterodactyls are the here and now. And I know you said your future today, but that would be like robots traveling back in time would be your future today. And Aileen also mentioned that robot pterodactyls wouldn't work, so then I'm really confused. Like, it couldn't even be robot pterodactyls coming back from the future. Devin says, I vote for Fluffytron versus Polydactyl Pterodactyl with Why Don't You Go Watch the Smurfs While I Trip Balls Underneath. I had an idea for a t-shirt. I wanted to have a picture of a pterodactyl on it, and underneath it would say Bitch Flap. And that's it.
Bitch Flap.
Because I fucking love that Bitch Flap. Fucking I'm still not entirely sure what you were after when you said that, but I love it.
Did I mention it? I don't think I did. Like,
was it just because pterodactyls flap?
Yeah, the guy on the video was flapping and I was just ranting and I wanted to call him like a something. Bitch. And Bitch Flap. I didn't even want to call him a bitch. It was just
you that bitch came flap?
Out. It came out and I didn't quite catch it. But
well,
anyway,
it was fantastic, is what
well,
it was.
Thank you. Yeah.
Then John said, none of you understands the importance of ice. Well, John, I'd just like to let you know that I do understand the importance of ice, and I do like that t-shirt idea.
As do I.
Aileen got his t-shirt.
Yes.
And he said to expect anthrax, so...
Fucker.
It's bad news for us, but good news for anthrax, I guess. P. Shu says, an Itch Hat t-shirt without President Fluffytron would be nothing short of sacrilege, which makes me feel like the two t-shirts that we own and the ones that Austin and Aileen own are all sacrilege. But yeah. To be fair, when we came up with the idea, we hadn't spoken of President President Fluffytron yet.
Blah, blah, blah.
President.
That's true, yeah.
Then Gary linked us to a Craigslist ad for a fat bitch that wants to have a gangbang. So I'm just kind of out of left field. I mean, I love to gangbang fat bitches, but I don't really know how Gary knew that because I never talked about it on the show. But maybe we could call her up and have her on the show and we could gangbang her on the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
We'll have to ask her first if we'll need lube or not.
Yeah.
I imagine she's probably sweaty enough that we wouldn't anyway.
Ugh,
so
fuck.
Austin says, I wore my shirt out to Kobe's tonight, which is funny to me for two main reasons. One, I have no fucking idea what Kobe's is.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? You don't just throw that out there in the comments.
I wore my shirt out to Planet Zubatron today. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know what Kobe's is.
Tell me you're impressed.
The other reason I find it funny is that Austin Trees misspells all of his posts. His grammar is always fucked up. And this one time, he managed to type the accent over the E in Kobe's. Most people don't even know how to do that. So most of the time, Austin is like fucking shit up left and right, but he knows how to type the accent over the E. I just thought that was funny.
He's probably drinking. It's all good.
Maybe.
Respect.
Then P. Shu says again, I feel horrible for having such a cliche idea in my head, but how about a Fluffytron / Pterodactyl 2024 presidential campaign shirt, uniting the world with cuteness, solving our problems with Jurassic violence, which I did kind of like.
Yeah, that's funny. Getting politics involved. I love it. That would be really funny, actually.
We could do that.
Hell yeah.
We'll have to work on some t-shirt designs and then see if anybody will actually buy them.
Yeah.
Nobody's donated to us so far, which is not a problem. I don't want to scold anybody. But just in case you forgot, money bags, the donate button is at the top of the website on the right. So, like I said before in a previous episode, we're still trying to upgrade our equipment one step at a time. We're chiseling away at it. So far, I've bought two microphones.
Yes.
That's it.
That's good. Of course,
we have nothing to plug them into because that's, like I said before, I'm not going to get into the technical side of it, but the cables that you need to plug these microphones in, we do not have on the computer. We need to get a mixing board.
Yeah, we got to buy more of it.
We got to get a mixing board and a compressor and cables and all kinds of other garbage. So if you happen to have a couple of bags with dollar signs on them just lying around the house, go ahead and send us a donation. Why not?
It'll improve the show.
I guess we can just kind of wrap it up now.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
You don't have, you have anything else? I don't.
I do not.
All right. Email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Become a fan of the Facebook. If you were already a fan of the Facebook, you may have seen I put up a little recording of myself as a young child.
Yes.
Showing off my talents singing Ice Ice Baby. If you have not checked out the Facebook, you should check it out just for that. There's a link up there. It's quite good.
How old are you in that?
I'm not sure. It was elementary school for sure. It was preteens.
It's
definitely
fucking adorable. Yeah. You got to check it out.
I clearly did not know the words. It was one of those things where like you go to like an amusement park or something and they have like a, it's like a little recording booth that you go into and you can basically do karaoke over a track, but they record it.
Yeah.
And I have a cassette tape that I had lying around for years and I just digitized it. So, check that out.
Check it out.
Check us out on Twitter. I never post anything on Twitter except when new episodes come out. But maybe I'll change that. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
But, thanks for checking us. We will check you next week, fellas and fellers.
Yeah. Now, check out this song by Emma, age 8. It is called Snow Day.
Yeah.
Peace out, guys. Whoa.